He said a word whose vowel had changed over the centuries, but whose meaning was clear. "No hurry. Let's see what they do." We waited for several hours. The temperature outside stabilized at 690 degrees, just under the melting point of zinc, I remembered to no purpose, and I tried the manual controls for the lasers, but they were still frozen. "Here they come," Charlie said. "Eight again." I started for the display. "Guess we'll..." "Wait, they aren't drones." The key identified all eight with the legend Troop Carrier. "Guess they want to take the base," he said. "Intact." That, and maybe try out new weapons and techniques. It's not much of a risk for them. They can always retreat and drop a Nova bomb in our laps. I called Brill and had her go get everybody who was in the stasis field, set them up with the remainder of her platoon as a defensive line, circling around the northeast and northwest quadrants. I'd put the rest of the people on the other half-circle. "I wonder," Charlie said. "Maybe we shouldn't put everyone topside at once, until we know how many Torrens there are." That was a point. Keep a reserve. Let the enemy underestimate our strength. "It's an idea. There might be just 64 of them and 8 carriers. Or 128 or 256. I wished our spy satellites had a finer sense of discrimination. But you can only cram so much into a machine the size of a grape. I decided to let Brill's 70 people be our first line of defense and ordered them into a ring in the ditches we had made outside the base's perimeter. Everybody else would stay downstairs until needed. If it turned out that the Torrens, either through numbers or new technology, could field an unstoppable force, I'd order everyone into the stasis field. There was a tunnel from the living quarters to the dome, so the people underground could go straight there in safety. The ones in the ditches would have to fall back under fire, if any of them were still alive when I gave the order. I called in Hillebo and had her and Charlie keep watch over the lasers. If they came unstuck, I'd call Brill and her people back, turn on the automatic aiming system again, then sit back and watch the show. But even stuck, the lasers could be useful. Charlie marked the monitors to show where the rays would go. He and Hillebo could fire them manually whenever something moved into a weapon's line of sight.